Window on the World is our almost weekly opportunity to look at the world from the Christian point of view. It's a new year. We've had the holidays and now time to reopen tonight our window on the world. And as I occasionally do, to say a word about something related to biblical archaeology. Now, we do not believe that the Bible is the Word of God because this is something that we can prove historically or archaeologically. Rather, we believe it because the Holy Spirit has taught us to accept what the Bible says about itself, namely that it is breathed out by God, and therefore that it speaks to us with divine authority. Nevertheless, even though our faith does not depend on the findings of archaeology, the facts of history do confirm the truth of Scripture, and thereby they encourage our faith, and they help to show how reasonable it is to believe in the God of the Bible. One recent and, I think, exciting discovery is giving people a fresh glimpse of a place that is mentioned in the Bible but has remained hidden from view since nearly the time of Christ. The discovery was made in June of 2004 and was reported just a few months ago in the journal Biblical Archaeology Review. It was made by an archaeologist who was watching municipal workers replace a sewer pipe in the city of David, south of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And these days it is typical for the Israeli Antiquities Authority to make sure that an archaeologist is on hand whenever work is being done under the ancient city of Jerusalem, and with good reason. On this particular occasion, construction equipment exposed the stone of two ancient steps. The work was halted, and another leading archaeologist immediately identified the steps as belonging to the pool of Siloam. Now, Siloam is mentioned already in the prophet Isaiah, who chided the Israelites for craving the rushing waters of Assyria rather than resting content with the quiet waters of Jerusalem. You can read about that in Isaiah chapter 8. It was around the same time that King Hezekiah built his famous tunnel to protect Israel's water supply from Assyrian attack. The tunnel that runs from Jerusalem's ancient springs to the pool of Siloam. Nehemiah tells us that some years later, when Jerusalem was rebuilt after the exile, a godly worker named Shallum built a wall for the pool near the king's garden. That's in Nehemiah chapter 3. And so Siloam was an ancient landmark for Israel. And yet the pool is, as you perhaps know, most famous for a miracle that was performed there by the Son of God. The Apostle John tells us in the 9th chapter that Jesus met a man who was blind from birth. And in order to show the works of God, Jesus spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. And then he anointed the man's eyes with mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." And that is exactly what the man did. He went and washed and came back seeing. Now, pilgrims have been visiting the site of this miraculous cure since at least the 5th century, and yet they've been going to the wrong pool, one located nearby at the end of Hezekiah's tunnel. But that was a later pool, a smaller pool than the one that Jesus knew. These recent excavations show that the older pool of Siloam was in the shape of a trapezoid with sides at least 225 feet long. More than half the length of a football field. That's a huge pool. It had three sets of five steps that ran the entire perimeter of the pool and allowed easy access by descending steps, access to the water at a variety of depths. It must have looked magnificent, especially to the man in the Gospels who saw it when Jesus opened his eyes for the first time in his entire life. Now, how is it that archaeologists know that this newly discovered pool is the one that Jesus knew and not a later one, not the one that was built in the time of Hezekiah or Nehemiah? They know because they also discovered Jewish and Roman coins embedded in the plaster that cemented the pool together, coins that prove that the pool was in use in the first century before and the first century after Christ. And how exciting it is to know that this is the pool where the man who was born blind received his sight. The very pool that Jesus certainly knew and probably visited. And it is also encouraging to be able to confirm, even if only in a small way, a fact from the Gospel of John, which has often been accused of being historically unreliable. If you've read the Gospels carefully, you know that John is quite different from the other three Gospels, including in some matters of apparent chronology. And you may know that some scholars have concluded that John was therefore not trying to write a factual account of the life of Christ, but a supposedly more spiritual gospel that really can't be used as the basis for knowing the facts about Jesus. But the rediscovery of the Pool of Siloam is a reminder that John, too, was writing about real miracles that the real Jesus performed in the real city of Jerusalem, in places that John saw with his own eyes. What Jesus did and what John said about what Jesus did are as real as those stone steps that modern-day pilgrims will now be able to see in the city of David at the Pool of Siloam. And everything else in John's gospel is just as real, including the cross where John said that Jesus was crucified, the empty tomb where John himself saw the folded grave clothes and believed that Jesus was risen. Now, we cannot see these things for ourselves the way that John did, but the recent discovery of the Pool of Siloam reminds us that John did see them, and by the faith that comes from the Holy Spirit, we can take him at his word. That which was from the beginning, John wrote in his first epistle, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. These things which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you.